Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm very good, thank you, Zach. Very good.
I've got some messages from people saying they're missing our podcast, and unfortunately they weren't missing me, they were actually missing you.
I'm missing them too, Zach.
So what's going on today?
Well, I'd like to report that it's a material event. Obviously the machine started on Sunday, I did say Saturday night, but the torrential rain and lightning, and you don't want to be around those drill machines when it's lightning, and quite frankly, with all that heavy equipment, you know, Zach, it's pretty tough when you're waterlogged. But anyway, to get back to the point, we intersect mineralization at 178, and that's been continuous, but not the porphyry type of mineralization. We did experience some intermediate, if you want to call it, sporadic mineralization in all two. But we contacted in all three at 290 meters. We started getting the sphalerite and the pyrite. Now, the sphalerite was an indicator in two, and it's always an indicator. Well, always, that's probably too far. It's generally an indicator in porphyry mineralization. To get sphalerite base metals on the extremities is quite common and typical of porphyries around the world. We're at 310 meters now, when I last reported, and of course that was earlier on today when I got the last report. And now we're into the classic stuff, you know, the pyrites and the pyritites, and a typical porphyry sequence that we saw in all two. And of course we intermittently saw all the way down in all number one. So very pleased, Zach. You can't say target depth, but you know, we were ranging ourselves anywhere between 280 and 320. So I suppose 290 is a pretty good start to start hitting the porphyry material. So very pleased, and upwards and onwards. Obviously, they're drilling continuously.
Right, and in terms of time frame now, you would only update, we'd only have our little podcast when there's something material to come out.
Well, I think when the hole's finished, obviously that's material. And finished, we'll, you know, it's the same story as number two and the same story as number one. The more we get, the happier we get. Should there be material events such as hitting massive sulfides, then of course, you know, we'd report. And other material events such as a major breakdown in machinery, we would let the market know. But I think let's assume work in progress, and when the hole's completed, we'll advise the market, and of course we'll give them a full rundown on what the drill machine found.
All right, and in the meantime, if anybody feels that they miss the sound of your voice, they can listen to the old podcasts. Overall, it's the longer it takes, or no news is good news. That seems to be the way it's set up at the moment. The longer it takes, the better it is.
Well, I'm pretty like that, but you're absolutely right, of course. No news is good news, because unless the machine's broken down, and we're going to tell, you know, I've just said we'll advise the investment community in any event. So no news is definitely good news, because the next announcement will mark the end of the hole and the consequent depth.
On that note, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.